With the shooter, everything we know now about that shooting yesterday. It is now 7 o'clock. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. We're learning more this morning about the severity of the injury suffered by House Majority Whip Steve Scalise when he was shot in the hip in Alexandria yesterday morning.
It actually crossed his pelvis, fractured several bones in that area. Have your hip bones all coming together, but also injured some of the internal organs in the abdomen, for example. And then that bottom one causing severe bleeding. That seems to have been quick and pretty profound in terms of the amount of bleeding that occurred.
Medical correspondent Dr. Sanjay Gupta. Scalise remains in critical condition at Washington Hospital Center this morning, and he faces several more procedures as he recovers. The president and first lady visited with his family there for about a half hour last night. Another of the injured, lobbyist Matt Mica, also remains in critical condition. Two Maryland state troopers are in the hospital after their midnight chase of a wrong-way driver on Route 4 in Prince George's County prompted one of the troopers to rear-end the other and crashed during a high-speed chase. Both officers are expected to recover from their injuries. The wrong-way driver was eventually stopped by a Maryland Natural Resources police officer. He was charged with driving under the influence. A big announcement expected later this morning regarding last month's violence during a protest outside the Turkish ambassador's residence here in D.C.
D.C. police are expected to announce charges against 12 Turkish security agents related to the violence that happened when Turkey's president visited last month. The official who spoke with the Associated Press says seven will be charged with felonies. D.C. police will announce charges against five for misdemeanors. U.S. officials had strongly criticized the Turkish government after President Erdogan's security forces pushed past police and violently broke up a protest outside the residence on May 16th. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
After 3 days of deliberation, there's still no sign of a verdict from jurors in the Bill Cosby sexual assault trial.
They spend at least part of the day going over more testimony. They asked for a readback of what Andrea Constand said about her 2004 encounter with Cosby at his home while she was on the witness stand, and they asked to hear the testimony from Richard Schaffer. He's the police detective who was first to interview Trump after Constand filed a complaint against him. There's a lot of speculation about what's going on in the jury room. All we can say with any certainty is they're closely examining the evidence. Steve Kastenbaum in Norristown, Pennsylvania.
A 1,000-page document prepared by the D.C. City Council accuses Mayor Muriel Bowser's top lieutenant of providing favors to one of the mayor's top campaign donors, Fort Myer Construction. The report claims City Administrator Rashad Young took steps to settle a contract dispute with Fort Myer that resulted in a $4 million payment to the company, and that he also ordered a boost in contracts for minority-owned contractors, a move that also directly benefited the company. Mayor Bowser's chief of staff calls the council report malarkey. You now have a new way of calling for help from first responders in the district. Send a text.
There are a multitude of situations where you may need to get in touch with 911, but you can't call them. The perpetrator may still be near you. You might have an injury that makes it hard to talk, and it could be help for the deaf or hard of hearing, too. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser's launching text to 911 this week, allowing those people to reach first responders without having to use their voice. There are a few guidelines. You need location services enabled on your phone. Keep it clear and concise, and don't use any slang or abbreviations. They recommend using this as a backup. You should still call if it's at all possible. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,374, the Nasdaq at 61,94. In sports, the Nats get blown out by the Braves. They head to New York for a four-game set with the Mets. And the Orioles snap their six-game losing streak. They beat the White Sox. WMAL News Time is 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
You don't have to agree with everything I say. You don't have to think like I do. You don't have to conclude what I do. But please do think for yourself.
Mark Levin.
6 to 9 p.m.
105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
This is such a blow to investors.
Do it right now. Breaking news.
Stocks all around the world.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets, fast-talking salespeople, long-term concerns, and Wall Street money traps. It might be easier to ignore it or deny it, or just hold on and tough it out and see where it goes. But if you're worried, unsure, unhappy, or losing sleep about your money, do something about it. Let me introduce you to my good friend Coach Pete right here on the Financial Safari. Whether you're retired, approaching retirement, or haven't even thought about it, now is the time to get protection from market volatility. Meet with Coach Pete and his team, and they can help you determine how much risk you're taking, as well as potential red flags that could cause problems for you down the road. Give us a call today at 1-800-563-7030. Again, that's 1-800-563-7030.
Need your home sold, guaranteed? iTrustFrank.com.
In the mood for a classic New York-style diner experience? Try Metro 29 Diner. Open daily from 6 a.m. until midnight. Great food and lots of it at affordable prices. Metro 29 Diner, Lee Highway and Glebe Road in Arlington.
7:05 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia I-95, here's the update. The status, the same. A lot of activity at this crash in Aquia. North on 95, as you come up to 610. Now, we just had all lanes temporarily stopped as the fire truck has moved out of there now. But again, we still have fire and rescue units on the scene there. And an ambulance is leaving the area, too. But again, stay to the far right, jammed out of Stafford to Aquia as a result. In the HOV express lanes, 395 at the Pentagon, still watch for accident clearing with unusual backups there. On 606, that's the Loudoun County Parkway. Just as you come off of 50 Lee Jackson Memorial Highway, very slow to Evergreen Mills Road with the crash. And in fact, Loudoun County Parkway, slow in each direction. Hey, 270, let's take you southbound. No worries, it's just heavy. Urbana-Hyattstown. And now as we push into Rockville with lanes reported open, now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll see sun and clouds mixed for today. A bit on the humid side. A slight chance for scattered shower twos, particularly for this afternoon. Our high near 85. I'm meteorologist Todd Bork for the Weather Channel, WMAL.
Right now, it's 67 in Gainesville, 66 in Hyattsville, 69 at Reagan National. Traffic and weather brought to you by Metro 29 Diner. The Washington Post reports special counsel Robert Mueller is now investigating the president directly for possible obstruction of justice. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. At AM 630.
Good morning, 7:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk, and everybody's talking about Washington today. We've got, let's see who's coming up here. Susan Ferriccio, 7:35. That's coming up at the bottom of this hour. Top of the next one, Dan Bongino, is a former Secret Service agent, of course. He's going to talk about the security revolving around yesterday's shooting in Alexandria. And then George L. Lyon is going to be here at 8:35 to talk about carrying permits for U.S. Congress members. That's all ahead on Mornings on the Mall. My name is Vince Colonnais, alongside Mary Walter.
Good morning.
You know, to just be grossly generalistic, you could put half of Trump's supporters into what I call the basket of deplorables. Right? The racist, sexist, homophobic, xenophobic, Islamophobic, you name it. And unfortunately, there are people like that.
And that was Hillary Clinton during the campaign. Basket of deplorables. I actually have a proud deplorable, or adorable deplorable shirt. I actually embrace it. Joining us to talk about this rhetoric is Douglas Hayes, a CNN political commentator, former deputy chief of staff to, at the time, House Majority Leader Eric Cantor. Doug Hayes, welcome to Mornings on the Mall.
Thank
How are you?
Good morning. Good morning.
Very interesting piece that you have out after baseball attack. The hate in politics has got to go. It's an opinion piece on CNN.com. And you talk about the hateful rhetoric. But despite it being Republicans that were targeted yesterday, you talk about hateful rhetoric coming from Republicans, which I thought was interesting. What about some of the hateful rhetoric coming from the other side, too, like basket of deplorables and things? Some of the things Bernie Sanders has even said.
Sure. You know, in the piece, I talk about both. whether it's Republicans who, including our president, who have questioned Barack Obama's birth, whether it's people who leave nooses at the African American Museum. That's appalling behavior and rhetoric. And what we've seen from a lot of Democrats, Kathy Griffin being a very prominent part of that, Democratic lawmakers who can't just oppose President Trump, they have to effing oppose Donald Trump. And the language that they're using at public events stirs that up. I can tell you, it's good to talk to a Washington audience. You know, I live on Capitol Hill, and over the weekend I went for a hike on Turkey Run Park off of the Potomac, and I saw a car parked there that had a bobblehead of President Trump on the dash and had a noose around his neck. That's appalling. And we certainly saw some of those images with President Obama as well. That's appalling. I have three friends who were shot yesterday at a baseball practice, including one who was a Capitol Hill police officer. All of this rhetoric accumulates, whether it's on the right or on the left, which means it inevitably is going to escalate. And what happened yesterday obviously is tragic. And if it happened to Democrats, it would be just as tragic as well. It's incumbent on Republicans and Democrats to knock this stuff off. And when we see it happening on our side or the other side, call it out immediately.
I think, Doug, reasonably, most people respond to this and they think, okay, it's fair that, you know, everyone should abide by the same rules. And as a result, we often sort of notate all of the events on both sides of the aisle that may have led to something like this. But this is sort of out of whack. I mean, this is not just like a both sides thing. This is a disproportionate thing on the left. And I only say that because, you know, we look at in recent months, these riots on campuses, just the way that actual physical violence being perpetrated, not necessarily by left-wing politicians, but by people on the fringe left who are responsive to those left-wing politicians, or at least that share their values. And what I'd like to figure out is, why is it sort of a unique condition of the left that so much of this violence is tied into politics?
I don't think that it's unique to the left. Let's go back a year ago, where Donald Trump had said at events, knock the crap out of them. And if you do so, I'll pay your legal bills. That adds to this escalation. We've seen a lot of ugly, hateful rhetoric towards Donald Trump on the left. We saw it towards George W. Bush as well. But we would be blind to think that a fringe element of Republicans and conservatives, how many times did we see over the past 8 years a state treasurer of a Republican Party post pictures of Barack or Michelle Obama as apes, and we dismissed it because we didn't want to pay attention to it. That's terrible. You know, here in Washington, again, I saw somebody in a car, and it's just pathetic that they would have a noose around the President of the United States' neck. And I don't care if that's Donald Trump or Barack Obama, but we also see nooses left, hangman's nooses left, with the imagery that comes with it at the African American Museum. That's just as appalling as well.
I totally agree.
Right versus left issue.
I totally agree with you on that. And that stuff should be called out for sure and condemned. But, you know, the nooses, I remember as soon as that news story came out, I don't even think we've gotten to resolution on that news story yet. I had the same reaction that a lot of people in the press, especially in the conservative press, did, which is this another hoax? Meaning, how many times have we seen hoaxes on campus that have been like so-called racial bias crimes that were actually perpetrated by lefties who are trying to make a statement? And that's like, I don't know, it's another shade of the upsetting state we are in American political discourse.
I think that's certainly possible. But when the nominee and now the president of the United States for years had questioned whether or not the president of the United States was a legitimate president because he said he wasn't necessarily born in the United States, that adds to the hateful rhetoric. And we've seen too many Republicans time and time again who would question Barack Obama's citizenship, his birth, and even his religion. When I was communications director at the Republican National Committee, we had a staffer who tweeted out about Barack Obama being a Muslim. And as you know, quite often on Twitter, you can't read something and know that it was a joke, which this was. I had to go out there and say, not only are we not questioning Barack Obama's religion, we're not questioning his Christianity, which is a bit different than the rhetoric we've heard from too many Republicans. And I've been in too many Republican congressional meetings where a joke about Barack Obama and Kenya would be made. That's appalling, and we have to stop that. We have to be better if we think that we can tell the left that they have to be better.
With all due respect, I don't think you're comparing apples to apples. There is a difference between what you just talked about and what Vince was talking about earlier, where you look at Berkeley, where we have an entire generation where if a conservative speaker wants to exercise their First Amendment rights, they are shut down. With violence, we saw people going to inaugural balls for President Trump who were attacked, who were robbed, who had objects thrown at them. You don't see that coming from the right.
I think we see hateful rhetoric and actions on all sides. And again, if we just want to make this a right versus left issue, we're never going to solve
but
these problems.
I spent
the fall of 2015 on a college campus working as a fellow. I've seen conservatives get shut out. I've seen conservatives get spoken down to. And you're right, that doesn't happen to liberal politicians on campuses. That's appalling. But again, if we can't call out ourselves when we make these problems, we're never going to solve them on either side.
Let me make one point. I agree with you. I think we should. There's a difference, though. What we're talking about is the way people take that language. And on the left, it seems that they've been much more reactive in terms of being violent than anybody on the right has. I do think both sides have made mistakes in the way that they convey ideas. Doug Hyde, thank you.
The President of the United States advocated violence at his rallies. That's appalling, and we should be able to say so.
That's Trump's fault.
I think that's a reasonable criticism coming from Doug on that particular point. Doug, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
It is 7:15 at WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s. Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, this is our last morning commute under SafeTrack Surge number 15. So tomorrow morning, those 5 stations on the Orange Line that have been closed will reopen. Right now, in addition to that, there's a switch problem outside of Stadium Armory that crews have been trying to deal with. But as a result, you need extra time for the Orange, Blue, and Silver Lines. Again, switch problem from Stadium Armory. Let's start first Maryland, New Hampshire Avenue, south of Norbeck Road. Still watch for accident activity. Top side of the Beltway through College Park, Silver Spring slow. We did have a minor crash along the way near New Hampshire Avenue, but that's been cleared. Now, Virginia, if you're using the Loudoun County Parkway, jam solid north of 50 to get past Evergreen Mills Road for the accident, and that is slow, actually, in each direction. Interstate 95, that's been a tough go. Trying to get past 610 Aquia, still with the crash in the left lane. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, sun and clouds mixed with a slight chance of a scattered shower or two with a high near 85. Tonight, partly cloudy. Late night showers or thunderstorms, low near 70. Tomorrow, cloudy in the morning, followed by isolated thunderstorms during the afternoon with a high of 87. And for Saturday and Sunday, both days, a few thunderstorms are possible. Highs in the upper 80s on Saturday and low 90s on Sunday. Currently in our nation's capital, 72 degrees at 717 on WMAL.
Zero Res can have your carpets looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. Carpet cleaning for just $54 per room from the best Zero Res. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
And good morning. It is 7:17 on WMAL. Well, you just heard us speaking to Douglas High of CNN about the hateful rhetoric that is out there. And listen, while I agree that President Trump saying, you know, oh, you know, to get him out of here and attack him, I'll pay your legal bills. Did you notice, though, that the right didn't react by going up and just beating up people with whom they disagreed? That didn't happen. And to your point, Vince, I think you made an excellent point that the left reacts much differently.
You did have that one old dude punch a protester at a rally after Trump had said that. Trump is intemperate. He sometimes shoots his mouth off the wrong way, and he definitely has said things that I think to myself, you shouldn't have said that. Like, that's wrong. But I would say, again, disproportionately, the point I was trying to make to Doug is it's not about who's conveying messages precisely, although everyone should be responsible in language. Just based on the available evidence, it's who's reacting to those messages and how are they reacting. And we've seen so much of this, like, left-wing violence. And I think this ultimately goes back to what one of our earlier callers said, which is, in the absence of God and religion, you fill that void with politics. And people, and you believe that your ultimate truth is dictated by the things that you believe politically, why wouldn't you fight to the death for those things? Because those are fundamental core beliefs. In the same way that a God-fearing man is going to think to himself, these are the absolute truths that I believe in because I believe in God. if you fill that void with politics, bad things can happen.
Yeah, and he also went into, oh, well, I heard them question called President Obama a Muslim. Well, why is that insulting? I don't understand why that's insulting to somebody.
Good point. I thought Muslims
How
were
is
fine.
That insulting? I thought being a Muslim is awesome. So just like whatever your religion is, that's fine. If someone told me that I was Muslim or Jewish or whatever, I'd be like, okay.
And also, I don't think
that's an insult, and I don't think it's on the same level as some of the other rhetoric
and even
we've
if
heard.
Even if there's a racial subtext to that, okay, that's naughty, that's mean. But that's not about violence.
No.
That's a distinct category. We're talking about political violence and framing people as evil. And that's just, I think that's an intensity that we can't stomach and we shouldn't. And I think as a culture, things like yesterday should make us pause and self-reflect about what we communicate in public.
Right. And just very quickly here, Senator Bernie Sanders is the one, you know, who's in the spotlight right now because the gunman from yesterday, Hodgkinson, was a Sanders supporter. He had Bernie Sanders on his Facebook page. Yeah. That was the big thing. And Senator Sanders came out and apologized and said this is, and I really do believe that he fell.
He disowned the guy, of course.
He just owned the guy. And I think Bernie Sanders seems to me to be the type of guy who's not a big fan of violence, right? He seems to be very much a pacifist. But yet,
he opens the window for houseflies.
Here's a cut of him, though, saying something that some could misconstrue.
Today in the White House, we have perhaps the worst and most dangerous president in the history of our country. And we also have, not to be forgotten, extreme right-wing leadership in the U.S. House and the U.S. Senate.
Now, that wasn't hateful. He didn't call people to action, right? He didn't call for violence. But when you sit there and say we have the worst and most hateful president ever sitting in the White House, if you are of that mindset, if you've been driven to it, you may be one of the persons.
And he called him dangerous.
Dangerous, exactly. Wow, people want to talk about this. 888-630-9625. Let's go to Radu from Potomac. Radu, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning. I am so angry at the last guest you had over there. I was born in Eastern Europe. I lived under communism and I lived under socialism. I came here 40 years ago. Like all the Eastern Europeans, 99% of them, I'm a Republican. All right. I hated Obama and I hated Clinton because of their policies. I don't wish them any harm. All right. I admired Barack Obama for being the first black president in the United States. A big accomplishment. But I hate him for his policies. Democrats want to kill Donald Trump. Democrats want to harm and kill Republicans. Like you said, Mary, when we Republicans, conservatives, don't have free speech anymore. When Milo, whatever his name is, was booked to speak at Berkeley, when Ann Coulter was speaking, they rioted. They burned down cars. They burned down stores. They hit people. But if you bring a communist, if you would have brought Hugo Chavez, they would have loved to have him speak over there. I've lived in this country for 40 years. I love this country dearly. It's a great country. But I'm telling you that I'm very happy that I'm 10 years away from retirement and I have a house, a little cabin at a skiing resort out west, and that's where I plan on retiring and living in a city, a town of 2,000 people, because I think we're going in the wrong direction.
Absolutely. Well said, Radu. Thank you so much for that. And I've heard from other people who have emigrated to this country, who have left socialist countries. They see the exact same thing that Radu sees happening. Paul from Manassas, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Hi, Paul.
Hi, good morning, guys. I agree with Radu. I was incensed by your last guest, Doug, because apparently he was a Republican.
Yes.
But he's on CNN, and he's pointing the finger at Republicans in a situation where Republicans were attacked physically. And rhetoric is one thing, but that's also freedom of speech, where this is an act of violence. And I think that guy is the definition of a rhino, and that's why the general population is so tired of rhinos.
I can't disagree with that. Wow, we're in some scary times. It is 7:23 on WMAL.
Clients in Chicago, but you're based in LA? With GoToMeeting, you can meet like you're there even when you're miles apart. GoToMeeting's one-click access, HD live webcam, and screen sharing capabilities will help you meet with success no matter where you are. Start free at GoToMeeting.com.
You know, I did something that I urge you to do if you're looking for a dentist, just a good dentist. You're looking for a good dentist. You have to go meet Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. Now, if you have dental fear, they're perfect dentists for you. Or, hey, maybe you're that guy who gets to just jump in the chair, no problem at all. They're great dentists. So don't feel that just because they're Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, well, I don't have dental fear, I don't need to go see them. You do. They allow you to control the pace of your appointment. They don't rush you. They talk to you about everything before they do it to make sure you're okay with it. You control your appointment. There are no surprises. And I don't care how comfortable you are with the dentist, nobody likes surprises, especially in some kind of dental appointment. They want you to be comfortable. They want you to get into the routine of keeping your teeth healthy because that is their job. They want you to have a smile that you can be proud of. And they certainly don't want you to wait until you're in pain to go and see them. So if you want a healthy smile, you just want to see some good dentists, take my advice and call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434. Again, that's 301-530-2434 or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com. 7:25, time for WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, let's start with the good news first. On 395 in the HOV lanes, they've cleared that incident now. So 395 HOV commuters are a bit below speed, pushing through Sterlington toward the Pentagon, but lanes have been reopened, so a little bit better news there. For 95, however, no change, still with the crash. Northbound 95 at 610 Aquia, left lane remains blocked with major delays coming through Stafford. Now, in Arlington on Route 50, if you're trying to push up toward Fort Myer, the accident eastbound 50 after South Glebe Road, you're under police direction there. Let's go into the district south of New York Avenue. The accident activity is going to be on North Capitol Street at K Street. Update is sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved. And with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now at 800-430-4149. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We hit the 90s yesterday. It looks like we'll fall short for today. Sun and clouds mixed, a slight chance for scattered shower or two this afternoon. Our high near 85. I'm Meteorologist Todd Bork for the Weather Channel, WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, it's 72 degrees at 7:26 on WMAL.
This is your first fish.
I got one.
Father's Day, a day to say thanks to the most important guy in the world. This year, get him what he really wants at Cabela's Father's Day sale. Get 20% off Cabela's Reels and Fly Reels, 25% off Sig Sauer Elite Performance Ammunition, and earn $25 in Cabela's Bucks when you spend $150 or more in store. Come to Cabela's Father's Day sale, in store and online at Cabela's.com.
The key to success? Keep it simple, especially when it comes to hiring the right people for your growing business. That means finding the right candidates with a powerful suite of tools. Tools that are easy to use and get the job done quickly. And nobody makes it easier than Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Simple. Set up screener questions to help you find more qualified candidates. Simple. Review applicants, take notes, and schedule interviews from a user-friendly dashboard on your phone, tablet, or desktop. Simple. Indeed is hiring made simple. And simple works. An independent study proves 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. More hires than the rest combined. And right now we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, boosting your listing and relevant search results and helping you find qualified candidates faster. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/radio. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot. These distinct sensations sound strange to most, but are constant for anyone suffering from peripheral neuropathy. Most doctors are dismissive of these painful symptoms because the only treatment options used to be medications and their side effects, or surgery. Now there's a non-drug and non-surgical treatment for neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. We can rehabilitate damaged nerves. All treatments are non-surgical, drug and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting, or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic, 571-350-3520, or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
Coming up on WMAL, we'll be joined by Susan Ferriccio. She is the chief congressional correspondent at the Washington Examiner. And we'll find out from her what the reaction has been on Capitol Hill among everyone and what she is hearing there, and also any of the latest news on the shooting that happened yesterday. It's 7:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington, 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. The news is brought to you by PenFed Credit Union. It's becoming clear this morning that the shot taken in the hip yesterday by House Majority Whip Steve Scalise was more serious than many realized. He remains in intensive care at MedStar in critical condition this morning.
It was significant blood loss, obviously. Went into the operating room, was in the operating room for several hours, went back to the operating room again to try and control bleeding, and was still in critical condition. So, you know, a hip injury, and people think, well, look, how serious could that be? It can be pretty serious, as evidenced here.
Medical correspondent Dr. Sanjay Gupta, Scalise is expected to face several more procedures as he recovers. The first couple visited with Scalise's family at Washington Hospital Center last night. Should every member of Congress now receive extra security in the wake of yesterday's shootings? Two local members are leery of that idea.
Congressman Don Beyer represents Del Rey, where yesterday's shooting happened. He says if members of Congress get death threats,
perhaps a little extra Capitol Police support makes good sense.
Or
when there's a lot of members around.
But he and Congresswoman Eleanor Holmes Norton say they've never felt in danger, and
we don't want to do it just routinely for people in their everyday life.
And before they step up security for everyone,
we need to pause a minute and not feel as if we're all in danger.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Two Maryland State Troopers are in the hospital this morning after their cruisers collided with each other as they chased a wrong-way driver overnight on Route 4 in Prince George's County. That driver was eventually stopped by another police officer and charged with DUI. The trooper's injuries are not expected to be life-threatening. British Prime Minister Theresa May today visited the site of this week's high-rise fire in West London, touring the devastation that killed at least 17 people. That death toll is expected to rise as the search continues for bodies in the 24-story public housing building. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,370. Before the NASDAQ at 61.94. In sports, the Braves crushed the Nats. They head to New York to face the Mets now. And the Orioles beat the Red Sox, snapping a six-game losing streak. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
PenFed's got great rates for Bowling Green and great rates for Abilene. PenFed's got great rates for everyone.
All across America, PenFed Credit Union has auto loan rates as low as 1.49% APR on new vehicles. Apply today at PenFed.org. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed. It's easy to apply and no military service is required. Federally insured by NCUA.
PenFed's got great rates for everyone.
This radio show is brought to you by the company that built the fundamental technology and everything you love about your phone. From download speeds, to video, to voice recognition, to security, to GPS, none of it would work the way you count on without Qualcomm getting there first, then sharing it with the world. Yeah, Qualcomm did all that. Learn more at qualcomm.com/invention.
I can't stand wimps.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air Conditioning.
I'm not talking about people. I mean wimpy air conditioning. The air flow's weak, just isn't cold. Then there's strange smells and odd noises. Don't get me started. Why let it limp through another triple-digit summer when my stand-up guys can come whip it into shape for you? See, I'm talking hat blowing, sweat evaporating, frostbite on your nose kind of cool. And the best part is, a Snell Deluxe AC tune-up is only $79. Our repair work's guaranteed, and all parts and equipment have ironclad warranties. No wimps in my operation. Now let's bring some cool. And by the way, if Snell tunes up your air conditioner and it breaks down anytime this summer, we'll come back out for free. Putting the AC into DC. Yeah, because when it comes to cranking up the cool, my stand-up guys always put it over the top.
Call 703-450-6300. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Novant Health UVA Health System Orthopedics and Sports Medicine believes life calls for a full range of motion. We provide advanced treatment options to bring back your mobility. You get back to playing golf with your friends.
Nice shot.
We invest in technology to precisely diagnose your pain. You get back to playing fetch with your best friend.
Who's a good boy?
We carefully design a treatment plan tailored just for you. So you get back to dancing with your better half.
Come on, honey, let's do this.
We have experts devoted to your rapid recovery. So you get back to what matters most.
Higher, Daddy, higher!
Here goes!
Woohoo!
No matter the moment, we're here to help you live an active life with less pain. Visit NovantHealthUVA.org/motion for more information on how to live your life in full range.
The experts at Potomac Petals and Plants are ready to help you have the best landscape yard. On sale now, get 3 bags of shredded hardwood mulch for just $10. Potomac Petals and Plants on River Road in Potomac Village, Washington's premier flower, garden, and gift store.
735 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Route 50, Arlington Boulevard, not doing so great after you come out of the Seven Corners area. We have big delays. If you're heading up toward Fort Myer, the crash is going to be inbound, eastbound 50 after South Glebe Road. Still there, still under police direction. Working better through Arlington, Wilson Boulevard, I've been checking that out. Columbia Pike runs well to get you up toward Arlington Boulevard as well. Now, let's go on to Interstate 95, Virginia. Unfortunately, no change. We still have the crash, northbound 95 at 610 Aquia. Still blocking the left lane. Major delays as you come north out of Fredericksburg now through Stafford, Aquia. Still doesn't take all the pressure off of the trip beyond that over the Occoquan below speed. In the HOV lanes, crash at the Pentagon, gone. So we're starting to see improvement there. Metro Rail, they're still dealing with problems with a switch problem outside a stadium armory. So expect delays on the orange and blue lines. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Expect a mix of cloud sunshine for today. A slight chance for scattered shower or two, particularly for this afternoon. Our high near 85, that's seasonal this time of year. Southeast wind 10 to 15, partly cloudy tonight. Late night shower storms, a better bet, low near 70. I'm meteorologist Todd Bork for the Weather Channel, WMAL.
Right now it's 67 in Burke, 68 in Damascus, 72, excuse me, at Reagan National. Traffic and weather brought to you by Potomac Petals and Plants. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. AM 630.
Good morning, 7:37 on WMAL. Where Washington comes to talk on this Thursday morning, also Friday Eve, as I like to think of it. Joining us at 8:05 will be Dan Bongino. He'll talk to us about the shooting and the Secret Service and protection for our congressman. And also coming up at 8:35 is George Lyon. He will be talking to us about carrying permits for Congress members. So that is all coming up right now. Dan, we have a Dan. You're not Dan. Oh my gosh, you're Vince. Good morning, Vince.
Whatever. Thanks, Mary.
Sorry. Why did I call you Dan? Oh, because I said Dan Bongino. Sorry.
That's all right. We are united. We are united in our shock. We are united in our anguish. An attack on one of us is an attack on all of us. It was Speaker of the House Paul Ryan yesterday speaking from the House chamber before a full audience of congressmen listening in after that shooting yesterday morning in Alexandria that ended up hurting Steve Scalise, among others. So, rough day yesterday morning. We were on the air, of course, as this all was transpiring, and, you know, there are a lot of people who cover Congress. Susan Ferriccio is one of them. She's the Washington Examiner's chief congressional correspondent, and she joins us now. And Susan, you know, it's not every day that a congressional correspondent has to double as a crime reporter, but that was the situation that many reporters in covering Congress dealt with yesterday.
Yeah, it was really pretty shocking because no one would expect something like that to happen while these lawmakers are just practicing for the annual baseball game, which is, of course, tonight. So it was a huge shock for everybody on Capitol Hill. And everybody, I think, is still pretty much shell-shocked by the whole thing. The lawmakers are anyway. They're going to resume the legislative schedule in the House today after canceling just about everything yesterday in the House. And today they're going to resume, but of course everybody is still actually pretty worried about the health of Steve Scalise, who is the majority whip. It turns out that, you know, he's still really struggling with this bullet wound to the hip from the high-powered rifle, which caused all kinds of internal damage. So everybody's, you know, thinking about him and the leadership. Obviously, everybody's pretty worried. But they're going to resume the legislative schedule today and go on from here. I think that's what's going to be happening on the Hill.
Have you had a chance at all to assess the mood of members of Congress and to and how they're reacting to this? Because for something to strike so close to home and so specifically target people who have that job, it must have been rather shocking for most members of Congress yesterday.
Yeah, absolutely. As was the case when Gabby Giffords in 2011 was shot, everybody was just shocked by the whole thing, and that was the case yesterday. There were members who were in tears talking about it in the halls of Congress. And I think there is also a little bit of defensiveness on the part of the Democrats because, of course, the suspect, who knows what his, you know, what his mental issues were, but he was associating himself so closely with these anti-Republican groups. So there, I think there's a little bit of defensiveness when I talked to some Democrats about the rhetoric. So you have that happening as well. But I think people, they're worried about their safety because, remember, this year we've seen a lot of these very impassioned protests at member town halls, at offices, in some cases at their homes. And so you have members who are worried. You had some members yesterday who were receiving threatening emails after the shooting. And so they're concerned. They're saying, you know, we don't have police protection when we are not on the Capitol campus, when we do things in big groups, such as this baseball practice. Of course, everyone's been talking about how Steve Scalise had his security detail with him, and they were the ones who were able to take the gunman down before he could cause even more damage. So, you know, people wonder what, you know, God forbid, what would have happened if they weren't there, if they didn't have a member of the leadership on the baseball field. They would have been sitting ducks without any way to defend themselves, thus raising the question, should there be police protection of some kind? And they discussed that yesterday. As soon as everybody got to the Hill after the shooting, there was an all-member briefing, Republicans and Democrats, in the House, and they did raise that issue, whether or not there should be additional police protection for members off the campus. Because when you're on the Capitol campus, believe me, you are well protected. There are police swarming everywhere. You know, you can't walk 10 feet without running into a police officer. But when they leave the campus, you know, of course, they're most of them are on their own unless you're a member of the leadership. And so that's part of the conversation right now is about safety because the Gabby Giffords shooting was not that long ago. And everybody, you know, a lot of people on the Hill worked with her and she comes to visit, too. She's there as a reminder. And it has people thinking this could happen to me. Now, she was shot and in Tucson during a constituent event and just kind of seemed out of the blue. And so I think it has lawmakers wondering, you know, how safe am I given the political atmosphere right now where tensions are high, the country seems divided. And lawmakers are asking about this and wondering about it. And you can absolutely feel that on Capitol Hill.
I wanted to know, do you know the status at all of any of the other victims who were shot? I know we've heard Crystal Griner was shot in the ankle, but she's doing okay. We know the condition of Representative Scalise. But what about Zach Barth, David Bailey, and Matt Mika?
The staffer who was the lobbyist for Tyson Foods, I think he's the most seriously injured, having a gunshot wound to the chest and is in critical condition. The rest, I believe, were far less seriously hurt and are either out of the hospital or I think maybe Crystal Griner is still in the hospital. The rest are out of the hospital.
Okay. The aid, the congressional aid, I think it went through his calf, like the bullet entry exit out the wound. So
okay.
Right.
He should be
so
fine.
Somebody
hopefully
was hit in the chest, so the Tyson's lobbyist was hit in the chest.
That's
and
Matt.
He is in critical condition too. Yeah, Matt Mika. So so he and Scalise are the most seriously injured. It's incredibly tragic.
Totally.
Young staffer just getting hit like this. And you think it could have been so much worse if this guy pulled off 50, 60 rounds, as some of the lawmakers who were there.
We're fortunate. More people were not killed.
You know,
Susan Fritchie, I'm sorry, yes. We're out of time now, but I'm so grateful that you got a chance to join us today on Mornings on the Mall. It's 7:44 now on WMAL.
Learn how you could make your money go further in retirement. Listen to Ron Carson on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon, right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
I'm Chuck Woolery, and this message is for everyone suffering from back pain. Now, if you're driving in your car right now, I'm sure every bump, every little crack you run over feels like a giant speed bump, sending shooting pain through your back, pain you'll be feeling all day. Back pain like that makes a 30-minute commute feel like a punishing 2-hour drive. But here's some good news. If you're by a CVS or Walgreens, pull in right now. Walk back to the pain relief aisle and get Australian Dream Back Pain Cream. It's in a purple box. Australian Dream is real effective medicine that really works. Rub it where it hurts. Give yourself some relief. Try Australian Dream Back Pain Cream, backed by the empty jar guarantee. Use the entire jar. If it doesn't relieve your back pain, I want you to send back the empty jar for a full refund. Pull into the nearest CVS or Walgreens, get Australian Dream Back Pain Cream now in the purple box, or visit AustralianDream.com.
7:45, now WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the 5s, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning. Good morning, Virginia. We have a couple tough spots here. Route 7, let's start coming eastbound before you get to Ashburn Village Boulevard for the crash. This is going to be after the Claiborne Parkway, and yep, you are sitting in that stop-and-go delay almost back near Belmont Ridge Road. So get ready on 7 for that volume, unusual delays there. Interstate 95 struggling with this long-standing crash. North on 95 at 610 Aquia, giving us delays out of Fredericksburg. Beyond, still have a bit of volume over the Occoquan toward Lorton. 395 in the HOV lanes. Crash has been cleared, so better news HOV commuters there. Still trying to get up to Fort Myer, 50. You need extra time. Arlington Boulevard inbound, eastbound 50 after Glebe Road. Crash at last check was still under police direction. And in town, North Capitol Street, south of New York Avenue, North Capitol Street at K Street for the crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll see sun and clouds mixed for today. A bit on the humid side. A slight chance for scattered shower twos, particularly for this afternoon. Our high near 85. I'm meteorologist Todd Bork for the Weather Channel, WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, it is 72 degrees at 7:47 on WMAL. So we've had several conversations, Vince, including the one just now with Susan Fericcio, where she mentioned that our congressmen, men, women, are realizing that, gee, if we're out and about, we don't have any protection. And we know that several politicians now have floated the idea of some kind of right to carry, that it would be reciprocal. If you have the right to carry in one state, then you can carry in other states. And so concealed carry. And one of those is Representative Chris Collins. Now, Chris Collins has gone a step further and said he will carry from now on.
You look at the vulnerability, I can assure you from this day forward, I have a carry permit. You know, I will be carrying when I'm out and about, which I have to tell you I have not been, even though I have a carry permit at home.
You wouldn't carry prior to this event, is that what you're saying?
Oh, on a rare occasion, you know, I'd have my gun in the glove box or something, but it's going to be in my pocket from this day forward.
So they're starting to realize that, hey, you know, we're sitting ducks. What did they say? Several of the congressmen who were at the game yesterday, we had nothing but bats to defend ourselves if it weren't for the Capitol Police. We were literally sitting ducks on that field. And so they want and I get it. I totally understand that feeling. But what bothers me about this whole thing is I don't think that there should be one set of laws for the ruling elite and the privileged, and one set of laws for the rest of us. I don't think that's fair. I don't think that that's how the Constitution is written. I believe we are all equal under the law. And if they have reciprocity, if it's legal to carry in the state that they represent,
yeah,
and then they can carry in the district, I believe everyone should have that right.
Well, it's totally clear that we value lawmakers and members of Congress and the president, and we think of them as deserving of protection in order to protect our democracy, for sure. So if this is just a step down the road of getting that same right for Americans, that'd be a nice first step.
As long as it applies to me, too. Just saying. 749 on WMAL.
Finding great people to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. It's time to try ZipRecruiter, where 80% of jobs get a qualified candidate in just one day. How? Using powerful technology, ZipRecruiter matches your job to the right candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
Whether you're looking to move up or change careers, make sure the education you invest in can give you skills to prepare you for that next step. University of Maryland University College offers degrees online from a public state university to provide the education your future demands. Hear from alumni like cyber graduate Kate.
When I mentioned UMUC, everybody's eyes lit up in the room because they knew that program had a good reputation in the industry.
MBA graduate Andre.
The real life experience of my teachers at UMUC was absolutely invaluable.
Health informatics graduate Ebony.
Every class that I had applied to what I was doing at work.
And communications graduate Monique.
The fact that UMUC is part of the University System of Maryland means that it's a quality education.
UMUC's need and merit-based scholarships can help you afford your degree. Talk to a UMUC advisor to explore the more than 100 scholarships UMUC offers, including the new summer term scholarship. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Every day, on the front lines of healthcare, there are new challenges and new opportunities. At United Health Group, we're built to help with both. We're partnering with employers to provide data and insights that can help improve employees' health outcomes. Ensuring seniors have both stability and choice in their healthcare benefits. Working with governments to expand access to healthcare coverage. Lower costs and improve care quality. And providing consumers with innovative tools that can make healthcare better and simpler. These are just a few of the ways we're supporting those on the front lines of healthcare. To all those with a passion to improve healthcare, our question is, how can we help? United Health Group, built for better health. Learn more at unitedhealthgroup.com.
When you genuinely care about the people you serve, their safety comes first. That's why Novec asks you to put safety first. Your life could depend on it. Novec recommends unplugging devices you're not using. Replace worn-out extension cords, too. Call 811 to locate any underground lines at least 2 days before you dig. Novec wants everyone to be safe around electricity. From safety demonstrations to safety tips on our website, at Novec, it's always safety first.
Jacob DeGrom.
Right now, DeGrom untouchable.
There's a dozen reasons you can't write off the Mets. Anthony Rendon
drives in 10 runs today.
There's a performance they'll be writing about forever. A 12K job versus a career day. Catch everything. Nationals Mets. The series starts tonight at 6:30 on Masson.
A baseball great.
I don't know. It's 7:53. Let's see how your money is doing. Here's Courtney Reagan at the CNBC News Desk. Good morning, Courtney.
Hi, good morning to you. So futures are higher. They're pointing to a higher open on Wall Street, at least at this point. Now, after yesterday's record high for the Dow, we'll see about what's going to happen on Wall Street. The Fed did raise interest rates yesterday. Investors sense some political uncertainty. Some antivirus apps lurking in the crowded app marketplace are really just fakes waiting to infect your device. Security firm RiskIQ says there are hundreds of malicious fake antivirus apps out there, mostly in the Android app marketplace. The FanDuel and DraftKings merger is getting serious scrutiny at the Federal Trade Commission. Recode says the deal could be blocked as the combination of the two biggest daily fantasy sports sites would control about 80% of the market. And it could be one of the top money-making one-time-only sporting events of the year, if not the decade. Undefeated 40-year-old boxer Floyd Mayweather versus 28-year-old mixed martial arts champion Conor McGregor. No money terms released for the fighters, but Mayweather pulled in about $200 million when he fought Manny Pacquiao 2 years ago. Courtney Reagan, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hello, this is Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips we provide our clients. Number one, be the first to contact key players in the process. First impressions count. Number two, at the end of the day, divorce law, like politics, is very local. Be sure your attorney knows well your judge and his courthouse, which in family court amounts to a king in his kingdom. Number three, timing in divorce, as in everything else, is important. Passage of time always helps one side of the table, but never both. Know which side you're sitting on and act accordingly. For more info, check out dadsdivorce.com. It's a great resource, and it's free.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax attorneys, a partner men can count on. 571-446-0000. Online at cordellcordell.com. That's cordellcordell.com.
7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, we've had a busy morning. Let's start first on North Capitol Street at K Street. Puts it south of New York Avenue. Still with accident activity under police direction. And also, if you're heading from, say, Union Station and going northbound on North Capitol Street, very slow. Heading around the Beltway, topside 95 to George Avenue. Had a minor crash earlier along the way. That's been cleared. Not cleared yet. Heading in through Arlington toward Fort Myer. We are jammed on 50 Arlington Boulevard. The incident was after South Glebe Road. And north on 95 in Aquia, the long-standing crash is along the left side, giving us big delays still as you push north through Stafford and Aquia through that stretch. Looks like they now have everything to the shoulder. Just moments ago, so that's a change for the better. Update is sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll see sun and clouds mixed for today. A bit on the humid side. A slight chance for scattered shower twos, particularly for this afternoon. Our high near 85. I'm meteorologist Todd Bork for the Weather Channel, WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 72 degrees at 7:56 on WMAL.
Have you dreamed about owning waterfront property on the Chesapeake Bay? Not just any property, but land that sits on high ground with panoramic views, private white sandy beaches, deep water for docking boats of all sizes, and world-class fishing right out your back door? This exclusive development is being offered for the first time at unbeatable prices. On Saturday, June 24th, experience 2 acres of deep dockable waterfront to buy for only $89,900. Get 16 heavily wooded acres with water access and views for only $69,900. Also, buy a huge 5-bedroom beach house for under $300,000. This waterfront sale is real and properties will sell fast. Take a virtual tour at dockableland.com and call to reserve an appointment on June 24th. Call now 800-684-4611 to schedule the earliest priority appointment. That's 800-684-4611. Financing available. No time limit to build. Call today 800-684-4611 to schedule.
Some days sound like this.
Hurry up. You're going to be late. Oh, I can't find my shoes.
And on those days, you don't want to hear this.
Thank you for calling. Please hold.
That's why at Comcast, we've built an app that lets you choose a time for us to call you. So you don't have to wait on hold. And why we're committed to being on time, every time. With 2-hour appointment windows, 7 days a week, day or night. If we're ever late, we'll credit your account $20. We're even opening up Xfinity stores near you, where you can try out all our new technology and find out how to get the most out of your service. We're making things easier, so your day can sound more like this.
Hurry up! The movie's about to start!
Okay, we're coming!
Because at Comcast, we should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at Xfinity.com/service.
This summer, experience the open road in America's luxury brand with all the style, performance, and perfection you can only get from Lincoln and Ted Britt for Life lifetime vehicle coverage you can only get from Ted Britt Lincoln of Chantilly. We'll even pick up and deliver your vehicle for all maintenance and warranty service. Make a lifetime of summer memories in your new Ted Britt Lincoln, customized from the paint to leather with Lincoln Black Label and protected by Ted Britt for Life lifetime vehicle coverage. Shop online now at TedBrittLincoln.com.
Severe back pain doesn't have to rule your life, and it doesn't have to mean surgery. At Inova, a knowledgeable spine intake specialist will guide you to the spine expert best suited for you. And for urgent issues that can't wait for an office visit, you can start the process at any Inova Urgent Care. Visit inova.org/backpain or call 703-776-4700. Inova. Join the future of health.
And coming up on WMAL.
Dan Bongino is a former Secret Service agent and the perfect guest to assess the security situation that those congressmen faced yesterday.
And our 8-year-old drag queen. Oh, yeah, we're going to get to our 8-year-old drag queen.
Yeah, that sounds
Everybody,
like a joy.
Who does not love a drag queen and a little 8-year-old drag queen?
Me.
Adorable.
Me.
Adorable.
Right here, this guy. I don't care.
We'll let you decide. It is 8 o'clock. WMAL News is next. WMAL.